Senator Nevins loved to watch women fight. The two entangled in the pit below, one of which was his wife and reigning champion, had already lost a considerable amount of blood. Both drew in ragged breaths. They each had their hands in the other's hair to keep themselves on their feet, their bare toes dug into ground. They grunted and groaned, writhed and staggered. Dirt, sweat, and blood had transformed their naked torsos into works of obscene, abstract expressionism. The challenger, a woman named Marcia, who his soldiers had picked up on the side of Old Highway 80, drove a knee into his wife's abdomen. The grip on her hair loosened. Marcia unleashed another knee, then another. She put the senator's wife into a guillotine chokehold and shrieked triumphantly. She tightened her grip and shook her opponent's head and neck side to side. The senator's wife lost her footing and sank to her knees. Marcia howled again, her face a crimson mask around rabid eyes and gritted teeth. Nevins leaned forward, curious to see if today would spell his wife's defeat. He wondered if he'd miss her. He would if his new champion proved less ruthless, but Marcia showed great promise. She must have had some fight training. Her knee strikes reminded Nevins of Muay Thai exhibitions he used to watch. Some of the men who captured her had come back with busted lips and black eyes. The challenger went to her knees atop the champion. A fatal mistake, Nevins thought. His wife reached up with her free hand and yanked hard on Marcia's hair, loosening the chokehold. Marcia faced the sky, teeth bared, eyes pinched shut. She held onto Clarissa's neck with everything she had, but the pain in her scalp weakened her considerably. Clarissa freed her other arm. A smile twitched at the corner of Nevin's mouth. That's my girl. Marcia staggered backwards and fell, clutching her groin. Clarissa climbed on top of her. Marcia squealed as Clarissa's knees pinned down her arms. Clarissa grabbed the sides of her opponent's face and slammed the back of her head into the ground over and over. Marcia's frantic cries of protest faded along with her consciousness. When she fell still, Clarissa stood over her and posed like a bloodied, big-titted Hulk Hogan after slamming Andre the Giant. Her figure was nothing like Hulk's, but she had the mannerisms down. She strutted back and forth for the small but energetic audience as two guards dragged the defeated Marcia out of the pit. The audience proceeded out of the arena and into a parlor with a large barred window overlooking the senator's impressive stretch of wooded property. The senator and his teenage son Norton stood among them, waiting. Minutes went by, but the crowd remained silent. The two guards dragged the unconscious Marcia into a clearing. They left her slumped body in a patch of grass and returned to the mansion. More seconds passed. Marcia rolled to her side and pressed herself upon an elbow. She shook her head, disoriented, and not sure of her location. A horn sounded, and she jumped to her feet. She glanced around, now in a panic. Her eyes looked large and white in her bloodied face. They no longer held the rabid energy of before. Now they only showed naked terror.
No!
She screamed.
Let me back in! Please! I'll do anything!
The first of the raptors stalked out of the woods beside her. Its body was sleek, reptilian. Lean muscles stretched and loosened under scaly skin. Its vertical pupils narrowed to black slits in its yellow eyes. A shock collar hung around its neck. It grinned and purred and flexed its claws. Marcia spotted the monster and cast another pleading glance towards the window.
No, please.
The raptor stalked closer on sinewy, agile legs. Its clawed toes made impressions in the grass. Another purr rumbled in his throat. Marcia staggered backwards and turned towards the mansion. The raptor sprung. Before she could pick up speed, the raptor reached her heels. Its clawed hand grabbed her shoulders and forced her down. Her screams grew shriller and hoarser. Her hands dug into the ground, tearing free dirt clods and clumps of grass as she tried to pull herself out from under the raptor. A second raptor bounded out of the woods to join the feeding frenzy. It snapped at Marcia's flailing hand. The first raptor snapped at the newcomer. The crowd held its peace as the raptors fought over the frightened woman.